Entertaining has long been a big part of what goes on at the Virginia Governor's Mansion.
Some weeks we might just have 2 events. Other weeks we might have 5, 6, 7, or 10 events. So a ton of event planning from breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Mansion Director Sarah Scarborough talked about it in this 2012 video marking the house's 200th anniversary. But now the party pace is at an all-time high, as we learn from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a feature story by Laura Vizella at the Washington Post about efforts that Governor McAuliffe, who's a relative newcomer to Virginia politics, is trying to build personal relationships.
Primarily with Republicans in the General Assembly, of course. And David, he's taking a personal approach.
He's opened up the house every morning for a 7:30 breakfast. Anybody's welcome. And he throws open the door again at 5:30 in the afternoon for an open bar.
That's an open bar with a much wider selection than in the past, we're told. But the taxpayers won't be getting the tab.
McAuliffe is a rich man. He's aware of the Giftgate scandals involving his predecessor, so he's decided to stock the bar with his own cash. Apparently a well-stocked bar with top-line liquors. He's apparently even figured out which GOP bigwig, what their favorite craft beer is, and has made sure to have that on hand.
It's still early in the game for the governor, but how's it being received so far?
He's trying, but politics being what it is, Republicans have grabbed on to this happy hour thing with some kind of mocking tweets, said McAuliffe is, quote, governing by happy hour, end quote. But the story goes on to talk to some folks. Tom Garrett, he's a conservative state senator from rural Louisa County. He's been by, hung out with McAuliffe. He said he didn't imbibe himself. He says, I'm not a teetotaler, I'm just cautious. But according to Garrett, he enjoyed the company and enjoyed getting to know the governor a little bit.
Our next story is about an event on the Eastern Shore with the governor as the featured guest, but there's been some confusion, David. How's that?
This is a nice little story by Julian Walker, the political writer of the Virginian Pilot Norfolk. And anyone who's been hoisted on the petard of the copy and paste and have sent out something they didn't mean to knows what the folks down at the Virginia Economic Development Partnership must feel like. It's not every day that the governor visits the Eastern Shore, a rural spit of land between the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. It's a big deal. But they sent out a press release saying Governor Bob McDonald was heading to the Eastern Shore for a business announcement.
So the news release missed it by about a month.
Well, it turned out that the staff had been using the same newsletter press release template they had been using throughout the McDonald administration. Of course, that ended on January the 11th. Governor McAuliffe took this lightly. His spokesman was saying, transitioning from one Irish Catholic governor with 5 kids and a name that begins with MC to another is not without its challenges.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.